glorify thy name in all the earth. What a wonderful song, a great way to begin our call to worship program today. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you so much for joining me today. When we began call to worship back in February of 1989, I used the verse from Psalm 34, verse 3, as sort of our theme verse for call to worship. It says, "Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together." Speaking of Psalm 34, coming up in our program today, I'm going to be sharing that entire psalm with you from the New Living Translation. And our devotional today is going to be talking about how God is with us all the time. In fact, one of the names Jesus was given was Emmanuel, which is translated from the Hebrew, God with us. God had a tremendous desire to have a relationship with his creation, with you and with me. And so he sent his son to be with us, and he called him Emmanuel, God with us, because God indwelt the man, Jesus. That was his spirit that was in him, so he could be with us. And when Christ went back into heaven to join the Father after the resurrection, God the Father sent his spirit, the Holy Spirit, to be within us as a comforter, as a director of our lives, to help us to live the life that we were meant to live. God wants to be with us all the time, and he will be with us for eternity, because when we die and we leave this earth, we will be immediately in the presence of God Almighty, and we will always be there. We're going to be talking a little later on in our broadcast about Emmanuel, God with us, and all that God has done throughout history so that we might have a personal relationship with him. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. And I hope that you can feel the presence of God in your life as we worship together here on this program. Let's ask for his anointing of the songs and the scripture and the thoughts that we'll share right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for wanting to have a relationship with me. Thank you for sending your son to die for me so that my sins might be covered by the shed blood of the Lamb. And not me only, Lord, but for the entire world. Jesus himself said that you love the world so much that you sent your one and only Son to die for us, so that if we just believe in him, we'll not perish, but we'll have everlasting life and we'll be able to be with you for eternity. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us that much. And thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to come into your presence today in the name of the Son of God, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world so that we might worship you today. And if there's somebody listening today, Father, who has never experienced the new birth that Jesus talked about when he spoke with Nicodemus, I pray, Father, that they might just feel your Holy Spirit today, drawing them into fellowship with you, so that truly you may be with them. You may be Emmanuel, God with them, every moment of every day. We know we all go through difficult times in our lives. The psalmist David said in his 23rd psalm that even though we walk through the shadow of the very valley of death, you will always be there. Thank you, Father, for being with us. And thank you, Father, for loving us and giving us the opportunity to express our love and appreciation and praise to you, Lord. I will praise thee, Heavenly Father. With my whole heart, I will praise you. For you have multiplied thy mercies unto me, and so I will sing praises unto thee.
Sing praises unto thee. the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yes, they shall sing of thy ways.
Now let me share with you Psalm 34, a Psalm of David, today from the New Living Translation. I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak His praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are discouraged take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me, freeing me from all my fears. Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces. I cried out to the Lord in my suffering, and He heard me. He set me free from all my fears. For the angel of the Lord guards all who fear Him, and He rescues them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who trust in Him. Let the Lord's people show Him reverence, for those who honor Him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will never lack any good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Do any of you want to live a life that is long and good? Then watch your tongue. Keep your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous face many troubles, but the Lord rescues them from each and every one. For the Lord protects them from harm. Not one of their bones will be broken. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve Him. Everyone who trusts in Him will be freely pardoned.
As I look back on this road I've traveled, I've seen so many times He's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. Everything He
What a beautiful song there by Bobby Michaels. My Redeemer is faithful and true. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In the background right now, it's Larry Dalton at the piano. A medley of songs, Glorify Thy Name, Lord, Be Glorified, and Be Glorified. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about Emmanuel. Jesus, God's Son, had come to earth to be God with us, which is the literal rendering of the original Hebrew word for Emmanuel. Jesus had come to earth in a physical body to die in our place for our sins. This heart-pounding passion of the Father is to be with us, in our midst, in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, in our emotions, was astonishingly fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Today, God is with us in an even more intimate fashion, indwelling each believer with the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. God, in sending His Son and His Spirit, has accomplished the heartbeat of His plan and purpose to live and dwell with us so that we can enjoy fellowship and a relationship with Him for all of eternity. Coming up later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about Emmanuel, how God is with us through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want to just thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. When you worship with us and when you write to us, and I just want to say thank you for that, for being with us each week. And when you're able and when the Lord provides, you help us financially. That's what keeps us going. So thank you so much for that. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can also join us on our website at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the program each week. Maybe you live in a part of the country where no station carries Call to Worship. Well, you can worship with us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. We post the program for each week's broadcast on Sunday morning, and then it's all there for you that entire week. So even if you're in a part of the country where there's no station that carries this program, you can worship with us on the internet. And there are other things on that website, too, like the playlist for each week. I have this available on the website, and you can print it out listing the name of the song, the artist, the album information, all things like that for the program. You can also check where this program is aired all over across the country, over 360 stations. And there's other things there, too. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, now let's go back to this wonderful medley in the background with Larry Dalton at the piano as we pick up the song, Lord, Be Glorified, and Then Be Glorified.
Blessings that the saints redeemed shall share, but all the crowning blessing of the promise. life above will be to dwell with Christ my Lord, the Savior that I love. To be with him will crown it all, to see his face before him fall, to feast within his banquet hall. Joys and pleasures all divine awaiting over there. For that bright city built for us where angel music rings, I praise the Lord for all of it, but still my glad heart sings.
Beautiful by far, most beautiful by far.
Oh, what a beautiful song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Singers. You are Emmanuel, the God who's always with us, the love that never fails. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley, A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Publishing House. When Jesus was born, one of the names given to him was Emmanuel, which means God with us. Today I want to talk a little bit about how God is with us and always will be with us. The prophet Isaiah captured the heart of God's eternal purpose in sending his son to the tiny village of Bethlehem. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, he said, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." 700 years later, Joseph, in a deep sleep, heard an angel of the Lord repeat that prophecy as God revealed that Mary, his betrothed wife, was pregnant with none other than God's own son. At the angel's instruction, Joseph named him Jesus, which in the Greek means Savior. Jesus, God's son, had come to earth to be God with us, which is the literal rendering of the original Hebrew word for Emmanuel. Jesus had come to earth in a physical body to die in our place for our sins. He had come to show us that he was the only way to the Father. But he had also come as the one who would be God with us. Since creation, God had a passionate desire to be with his people. He instructed Moses to build a tabernacle in the wilderness where his holy presence would dwell. Later, he commanded Solomon to construct a temple in Jerusalem where, again, his presence would abide in their midst. This heart-pounding passion of the Father to be with us, in our midst, in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, in our emotions, was astonishingly fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In his Son, God was with us as never before. Eating and drinking, talking and sleeping as the Savior who was fully man as well as fully God. He was here in person. God was here in the flesh. Remember what it says in John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God," and then, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." Today, God is with us in an even more intimate fashion, indwelling each believer with the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit imparts the very life of Christ to our souls, infusing our ordinary lives with the never-ending presence of God. God, in sending his Son and his Spirit, has accomplished the heartbeat of his plan and purpose. to live and dwell with us so that we may enjoy fellowship and a relationship with Him for all of eternity. God wanted to be with us so much that He died for us. And the same is true today. God wants to be with us so much that He sent the third person of the Trinity to be with us at all times. Incredibly, God wants His presence to be inextricably bound with us for all eternity. John the Apostle describes the new heaven and earth in Revelation as a place where the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. Revelation 21, verse 3. 2 Thessalonians 1:9 tells us that hell at its worst is a place where the unbeliever is shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power. Now God Himself is with you today. He will be with you tomorrow. He will be with you next year. He will be with you when you die, and He will be with you forever because that is where He longs to be. For eternity, God has planned to dwell with His people. And if you have accepted His Son, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior, He is with you right now in the person of His Holy Spirit. What an incredible passion you have, O Lord, to dwell with your people. From the beginning of creation, you plan to make a way through the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to bring me into everlasting presence with you. You are my God, and I am your child, and I'm thankful for it. Thank you, Lord, for your desire to be with me. I truly am overwhelmed and thankful. You are indeed Emmanuel, God with me.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, Jesus, name above all names, the Fairhope Worship Singers, singing for us today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship Broadcast Ministry is part of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our program today with two songs, I Love You, Lord, and Glorify Thy Name, by the Bruce Greer Singers, soloist Mike Eldred. Have a great week. See you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. May it be a sweet, sweet sound in your sweet.